Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And I'm producer Rich Straffolino.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, which since 1905, influential producers, executives, and talent in podcasts and beyond have turned to us for award-winning, daily breaking thing reports, insightful award season coverage, must-read feature spotlights, and intelligent analysis of things' most prominent players. Thanks for joining us.
That could be us if also, we had been around since 1905.
Outstanding. Sure. In every other way, this is 100% accurate.
Yeah. 100%. It's really true. That was, of course, the mission statement of Variety, the newspaper of Los Angeles.
I was disappointed that it didn't mention anything about boffo, to be honest.
Yeah. Variety kind of pioneered the use of the word boffo. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the print version of Variety lately?
No.
It's like a board. it's like they're like, oh, while most people are just slimming down and using cheaper paper, we'll put it out less frequency and make it really thick.
It's on bark.
Yeah. And thick pages. It's not thick in the sense of lots of pages, but like, yeah, the cover is like really, I don't know. Like using
fascinating. Yeah. Also, I just straight up stole a thing from there. I'm putting it in the bullpen right now.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
real
how
time.
The thing Sidge is made.
Boom.
Yes. Just made some thing Sidge. You may be wondering why Rich Straffolino is on the show today. It's a very special day because not only is he here and neither one of us are gone.
Right.
Doing a bullpen episode. The bullpen is a section of our preparation doc where we put things that we think might make it into the show, and they don't always make it. But we like to go back from time to time and tell you what was in the bullpen, because these things are kind of bubbling under, so to speak.
Yeah, it gets. And sometimes it's sort of like you just want to acknowledge it and put a pin in it, but it's not the whole show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
Just in case.
Since, as it happens, we are time traveling and you are hearing this episode while Tom and I, at least, are on vacations.
I'm drunk.
Tom is drunk as hell right now.
In the future and now. But yeah.
Also, you know what? I'm just going to assume so am I.
Yeah.
So I'm going to round it out. I'm stone sober.
Good. Fair enough.
Way to be on thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With sober culture. But we thought this would be the perfect opportunity to just rock out a bullpen episode, come back for like almost like back to school, all cleared out with fresh notebooks and pencils and an empty bullpen ready to go.
It smells so good.
I love it. All right, Tom, you want to kick us off? What do you
Karen
got?
Karen Dalton.
Okay. Who?
Briefly a thing, because there was like an Economist article about her, and she showed up in the soundtrack for a couple of TV shows. She is a folk artist, I believe is no longer with us. I should check on that in case she's alive and gets mad at me. But her
1993. She died.
Okay, yeah. So, but I was for sure that the music they were using was older. But yeah, there was a. It doesn't seem to have stuck around, but there was a brief flirtation with Karen Dalton's music.
All right. That's why we keep it in the bullpen. It comes and goes quickly.
Yeah.
This, I will say, this bullpen item is sort of still around, and I just wasn't sure how to pin it down exactly, but it's OG. The kind of kid, this is specifically in the like gamer and username space.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, I see why you were like, might need to talk about this, but didn't quite make it into the show.
Yeah. Other interesting things came up, but apparently if you can get an OG username, that's the jam.
Yeah. And right just now. The fact
four
that OG,
letters.
I mean, it's decades old now, but still in circulation.
But still in circulation, which is kind of delightful. You go, the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You be your original gangsters. people.
So good on your gamer names.
All right. Well, I knocked it out of the park on the bullpen and proved why I am producer rich and not talent rich. My first one was Hawks with a question mark.
I like that you had a question mark.
Hawks?
The Hawks? Because this was like early, I don't know, probably early spring when we were just seeing like Hawks everywhere and like not like usual spring.
So you're talking about actual birds.
Hawks. Yes. The bird, okay. The like hawk birds. It might've been turkey vultures. I don't want to get too down a rabbit hole, but I started looking around for like the thought piece of like the return to the everyday commute has led to more roadkill, which is leading to more hawks.
Like coyotes coming into the.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I still see more hawks than usual, but it seems that it's just my personal hawk bubble.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Love it.
That's one to keep in your back pocket, though. I could see that becoming a thing, possibly.
That question mark could come off.
Yeah.
You never know.
My next one's Dalgona candy. Dalgona, of course, in Squid Game was very made popular during the pandemic as Dalgona coffee, and then Squid Game showed the Dalgona candy. So I kind of kept an eye on whether Dalgona candy was really going to take off because they started selling it as a Squid Game oriented thing. I don't think it ever really got there.
Huh. Yeah, I don't think so either, but good flag, like good place to stick a pin. I like it. Now I'm wondering, I feel like we did talk about it, but maybe not, but new old cars became a thing. Like just, and it's funny because all we ever talk about on the show is either 90s nostalgia, 70s nostalgia, or 80s nostalgia. And evidently just taking some models from the 80s and like remaking them as EVs is a thing. Or the AE86 we talked about because drifting became a thing. And this kind of like new old cars thing hasn't gone as far as I maybe thought that it might, but it's definitely bubbling.
So new cars that look like old cars.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So you take a Hyundai Grandeur Heritage and you make it an EV and you re-release it. And this is just like the boxiest,
cool. Yeah. I feel like there's like, if the supply chain situation were different, we might see even more of these because a lot of the big automakers are getting behind this with crate motors and stuff like that. Right. So,
because new old cars can also mean I could only afford to buy a new car because the old cars are too expensive.
Right. But this is actually just the old style, but new and way more expensive.
Yeah.
Yep.
My next thing was mug hugger cookies. I don't know if that's the proper term for them, but they're like cookies that hang off your mug. As I saw these around the holiday times. Like it seemed like this was like, if you're going to buy a prepackaged cookie in Target around Christmas, this was the thing. Like it didn't seem to really like have any life, didn't kind of get memeified or anything like that, but just seemed like it was ever present around the holidays at least.
Oh my God. Keep this an is eye. So cute.
Yeah. Keep an eye out. I feel like that could come back around in the holiday season again. That might be a recurring holiday thing.
As someone who has tried them, I have to say the constituent ingredients to make the cookie firm enough to stick on a mug makes it not the best cookie also could be.
So it hangs on the mug, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's like a mug hanger kind of cookie, I guess.
That is so adorable.
And then you can dip it in your cocoa.
Molly's going to make it a thing again.
I want it to be Christmas right now.
It is July.
This one will show that the bullpen has existed prior to recent downturns in the economy. I had right clicker mentality in there. And it came close to making it in the show multiple times before its Best Buy date came. But right clicker mentality is an insult that crypto folks were throwing at people who just didn't get it. Specifically regarding NFTs. The idea being saying like, why would I buy that NFT? I could just right click and save the image. And now I have it.
Oh, I get it. Right clicker mentality. That's funny. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, crypto folks.
Now people have right clicker mentality, meaning they right click on their bank account, hoping it shows a different number.
Hopefully Coinbase shows the arrow going up now.
Just refresh, I beg you. Hey, but have fun being poor, crypto kids. Oh, I'm just saying that's all they would ever tweet at me.
I know.
Yeah. Is it my turn or is
it is. I lost it. You go after me.
This has been in here for a while too, because I think somewhat like right clicker mentality, maybe I was afraid it would take us to a place of negativity, which is not really our jam on this show, but signaling.
Like virtue signaling, or
I think that so signaling as a derivation of virtue signaling.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Became a common parlance. So you would be like, you're just signaling.
Okay. Oh, throwing like a slang term. Yeah.
Like a slang term that's related to performative, but a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I feel like I've heard that too. So
yeah, I've definitely heard it. And that's, you know, like, okay, there you go.
Yeah. I think it all went into our subconscious very quickly. And we're just like, yeah, everyone says that now.
Exactly. And, it's like totally absorbed. And at the time, this is, you know, early in the bullpen here. So at the time that I identified it, it was probably newer, but now it's just like, yeah, it's breathing.
My next thing are digicams, like coming back. And again, this kind of goes with like 90s nostalgia, but there was this great piece on one of my favorite sites, Casual Photophile, because I'm a giant camera dork. And it was all about that, like, digicams are kind of becoming the new film, like especially like 90s, like first gen digital, almost like toy cameras. And the look of those is kind of has a lot of the same appeal that a lot of people like out of film, where it's imperfect. It's, you know, it's not about the quality. It's about just kind of has a unique look to it. So I don't think it reached mainstream outside of weird camera people, but it was cool stuff.
Digicams. Cool. Yeah.
Digicams. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Get your Sony Mavic on a floppy disk.
I put down Balmuda, an iconic Japanese toaster. I have no recollection of why, where I found this, but it sure is a cool looking toaster.
We talked That's about hot. This. I want to say it was toaster. It was in Discord. I feel like we talked about this. Yeah. I don't know the context, but I think that's the genesis. Also, they have a nice lantern.
And it's iconic. It kind of looks like it's inspired by the Bakelite era. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 This is
very clean, minimal.
Apparently it creates the flavor of freshly baked bread. And people are like, this seems so simple, but see, I'm not saying I'm shopping. I'm just saying I just looked it up.
You just ordered one, didn't you?
Is all. I just looked it up for a brief moment earlier in 2022 and apparently a lot in the years before, up to and including 2014, human beings turning into lizards returned to the parlance. If I recall correctly, this came up on a walk with my child, and I think it was related to the Spider-Man movie.
Oh, right. Okay. Because of the lizard.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then it led to a resurgence in kind of like funny memes that are evidently related to this old conspiracy theory about lizard people and people being turned into lizards. And evidently that was, according to an article in Vox from 2014 and updated in 2015, the lizard people is the greatest political conspiracy ever created. So maybe Spider-Man was just signaling.
To the lizard people.
To either the believers or the lizard people themselves. I don't know. But for a second there, all the kids were talking about lizard people again.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't feel like that ever went away. But I guess it maybe, you know what? Old stuff like that sometimes has a quick burn through younger trends.
Yeah.
And then it either like translates itself into the wider culture or it dies. Maybe this one just died.
I mean, I guess so, which is funny. Yeah.
All right. My next thing was the show Murderville on Netflix. It seemed like for like 2 weeks, everyone says like, this is very funny. And I thought maybe it would reach thing status. Just seemed to be like something people enjoyed. Didn't like the show. I enjoyed it. I laughed. It was funny. It's kind of my kind of style.
So funny how it like comes and goes.
Yeah. Go. I mean, you were definitely right when you wrote that in the bullpen. Right.
At the time. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. Netflix is cutting back. So we'll have less series to get tired of. And so we'll have more dwell time on our Netflix series from now on.
I threw in demisexuality because I saw it like in three places within a week. And I knew that was risky because if you get it wrong, then someone's going to be very upset with you. And so now I'm incredibly uncomfortable trying to explain what it is. but it was in the bullpen and it falls on the asexuality spectrum. According to the BBC, differs from simply wanting to wait for a deep bond to form before having sex with someone. Rather, it's more akin to the experience of being asexual until that type of connection forms, at which point the sexual attraction extends only to that person.
Okay. Wow. Fascinating.
More power to you.
Great. Yep. That would have been an awkward conversation. So thanks.
Yeah. That's, sometimes we understand why these things stayed in the bullpen. Yeah.
I know exactly. You're like, I don't really know where to go with this. I wasn't even sure at the time how to spell this next thing. And then I finally figured it out. It's Drewski, who is a person, a comedian, in fact, Drewski Too Funny on Instagram. He has 4.5 million followers. And for a while there, Drewski was just like the thing. He was sort of the interviewer du jour. Like, he had a really funny interview with Jack Harlow, I think. I don't know. It was one of those where my kid was like, Drewski might be a thing, actually, because he's like very popular with all the hip hop artists.
Oh, okay.
And he's funny. And then I never brought it up. I mean, sometimes, you know, behind the scenes, I never brought it up because I was like, I don't know that much about Drewski. So it seems sort of like, I don't know what I would say that would be very illuminating, thus bullpen.
Thus things languor in the bullpen.
You don't know about that guy.
Go, you know what? Sunny. It could still end up being a thing.
Could come back. Yeah. Could get even bigger.
I'm optimistic.
He's a big guy. He could get bigger.
My next thing is a testament to the power of Instagram ads. It's Banggood. And I thought maybe this would, it's like it's an online clothing store for like fast fashion kind of stuff. And I thought it was going to be, oh, maybe this will be the next Shine, as I now know it's pronounced. But it turns out, the more time I spent with it, it was just like, oh, they're just like reselling AliExpress stuff with like a nicer Western facing interface. So I don't think it's going to be a thing. But if you want cool lounge shirts, they can help you out.
I mean, listen, you know, consumer confidence is low and spending is down. So maybe it's about to come around.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a thing to make people shop for it during the show.
Yep. Yep.
It's very true.
People.
That old people. Saw.
People. I had noted Chicky Nugs just to point out that people were calling chicken nuggets Chicky Nugs.
Yeah.
Which they and do. And I think every time I looked at it, I was like having the reaction I'm having now, which is like, yeah, they do that. I don't know what to say about it.
Because all America ever talked about in the last 6 months is chicken nuggets, fried chicken sandwiches, chicken nuggets. So yeah, little did you know that you were it was just part of the biggest trend that would ever.
Well, and it wasn't even the trend of chicken nuggets. It was Chicky Nugs, like calling them Chicky Nugs.
Right.
That I was
Chicky
noting.
Nugs. Yeah, totally. Barf. I'm not a fan. I went through a brief phase of watching Love is Blind. And during Love is Blind, I kept on noticing it's past now. Mm-hmm. But they had these metal wine glasses in every episode. And I was like, what is the deal with that? And then I did, in fact, start seeing them various places. And it's sort of like there are those tumblers that we did talk about, but there are also just these like unbreakable, you know, stainless steel or copper, rose gold stem, like metal wine glasses. And they are indeed, there are lots and lots and lots of them on Amazon, lots. And they're shaped like a regular old wine glass, but they're like stainless steel or gold.
It's so metal.
I'm going to say this is a sub thing of the end of snobbery. Or the decline of snobbery.
Oh, right. Because drinking
from our last episode.
Yeah. Get your beautiful glass. Boxed wine and put it in a metal wine glass.
Hell yeah.
Live, laugh, love, everybody.
my next two things, actually, but we'll get there, are from my nephew, my 19-year-old nephew, Aiden, who is like my teenager to go to of tell me thing, the things that are things with the youth. He told me Glizzy's, this name for hot dogs. That's all I know. I just had to get it in there in case it blew up.
Wait,
it
didn't,
but now
I
know.
It's not a special type. It's just what you call hot dogs?
Yes. You say, I'm going to chow down on some glizzies.
Like za for pizza. Glizzies.
Yeah. Glizzies for hot dogs.
Huh. And you don't know why.
I don't know why. I have seen it like referenced in like other TikTok and YouTube videos and stuff like that. So he did not steer me wrong. He's not trolling me.
Sure, sure. He didn't make it up, but we don't know where it came from. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it.
Amazing. I'm probably not going to start saying it, but I like that it exists.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I don't know. This one still feels like it might have something to it, but Dark Academia as a style of writing, subculture. It's kind of goth, but it's very focused on the higher education, poetry, arts side of it. It's a subculture associated with ancient art and classic literature, basically. Rich, you're part of this.
Which makes me feel like it's not a thing. Come on. It's not a thing if I'm part of it.
It's its own thing.
It's a thing I like. I'm 100% here for it. Yeah. But
let me put a name to that thing you like. Dark Academia.
This is where I have my Gen X instincts, where I'm part of this, therefore I don't want it to be
therefore
a thing.
You want to reject it.
Sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, that's fair. Like yeah, totally.
But it's, come on, this is totally you. Yeah, love it. I'm just going to say this and move on, living rent-free in my head.
Oh my gosh, so true. Well, how did this not make it in the show? Because, yeah.
I don't know. I even was like, this had to have made it in the show. Come on.
Yeah.
I almost feel like maybe too late.
Because the phrase itself is doing it.
Right.
It's true.
Bravo. Well said. Actually, much like I'm throwing in a wild card here, or I'm calling an audible on big whatever, whatever energy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big fluffy pillow energy.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Whatever I was thinking of a dog video, like big boneless dog energy. Yeah, like that and living rent free inside my head just appeared, were absorbed into the host body and are now part of it. Resistance is futile.
Here's another nephew Aiden recommendation. Princess parking as a name for when you like pull through a space. Because you don't
really. Yeah. Because you don't want to have to back out on the other end.
But I did not. I've not seen it used in the wild, and who was using it, because I feel like this it might not be slightly misogynistic to say it. So I was like, I don't know if I want to bring it up in the show until I know more about it.
Also,
so
I can't tell if it's just because I'm over 50, but I'm like, but it's just practical.
Yeah, it's the best way. I'm sorry. It's like making an all right hand turn route and then pulling through the space. That's how I want to live my life.
I think it's kind of like, I think it might have come from RV culture.
Oh,
okay.
That's what they call it when you do that with an RV. Yeah, they have princess parking slots, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
That's good. A good one. Mm-hmm.
Here's one that I kept an eye on to see if it would turn into a thing, and it never did. Native American restaurants. So the food type being Native American style foods. And obviously that encompasses a lot of different styles of foods, because there's different tribes and all that. But there were more of them starting to open up. San Francisco Chronicle did an article on it. CNN did an article on it. But even though that would have been enough for me to justify, like, hey, it's getting coverage, I was like, let me just see if these articles are justified. And to date, they are not. Not that these restaurants are great, but I don't see it spreading like a trend.
Oh, wah, wah. That's too bad, because that's a cool concept for a restaurant.
I'll be honest, I'm going to keep my eye out for it and see if it ever, finally pops up.
Yeah, absolutely. A thing that has changed media forever is that everybody uses captions all the time on everything, always. Everyone is watching everything with captions.
Mm-hmm.
All the captions. And in fact, I saw a really funny tweet the other day that is unfortunately open on a tab in a different computer that says, basically, everybody keeps saying like Gen Z watches everything with the captions on. It's because all y'all's audio mixing is so shitty that I can't hear what anyone says. And I was like, I'm so glad I thought I was just old.
We don't, what's funny is we don't do captions on English language stuff we watch.
Yeah.
Because we spend so much time doing captions on non-English language stuff we watch that we want the break.
Oh, from reading the kid. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
am not captions on this trend. Also,
captions on everything.
Other than like barking at the door, we have a pretty quiet house. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't even care. I'm just like across the room. I'm like, what? Yeah. It's just all blending in. And now it's just turned on by default on like Netflix and things like that. So,
All right. In the realm of 90s nostalgia, alligator clips, they're definitely back. Yeah. Like it's with this. You have your scrunchie, you get your alligator clip, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Yep.
100.
Totally.
Here's another one that never extended. Moss is a big thing in Japan. I have multiple sources on this, but Japan has a moss obsession. There's a lot of people way into growing moss, decorating with moss, and it's got a little bit of a history. It's not a brand new thing, but it's having a resurgence. And I was like, let's keep an eye. Maybe this will spread like a moss. It hasn't.
Like a moth. Sometimes.
I love this.
Slash always. The way that I record my things for future episodes is that I press the side button on my iPhone and then I say, remind me on Thursday at 2 p.m. that blah, blah, blah is a thing, whatever it is. And as we have discussed on the show, sometimes Siri does what Siri does and doesn't understand what I said and just puts some stuff there. And most of the time I can figure it out phonetically, but in this case, I could not. So I put down as a thing in the bullpen, whatever it lati is.
It's so sad that we can't figure that out.
Or that we had a text thread trying to decipher this. Yeah. Something with Italy, maybe? Yeah.
And it was two words, capital I-T space, capital L-O-T-T-E. Could be Italy, because I do feel like I knew a lot of people who were going to Italy and talking about it all the time. But I don't know for sure. So whatever it lati is, that was a thing.
Whatever Siri thought it lati was.
That was also a thing.
Yeah. All right. My next thing, I just was seeing these on like recipe sites a bunch, like just new stuff. So like upside down or mason jar salads.
Yes.
And these seem to be like a thing, I don't know, like 2015 or something like that. But I think it's just, it's nice to have in your fridge and you just tilt it upside down and whoop, you got a salad ready to go.
Totally. And you know what? I was so excited when I saw this in the bullpen, even though I didn't say we should put that in the show or anything useful like that. But it's a big airplane thing. They're selling salads this way on airplanes now.
Really? And that makes sense.
Delightful.
Huh. Mm. Mm-hmm. And At Porter points out they are gram worthy. I will say the display and presentation can be quite tempting.
One. Oh, yeah, because it looks like a trifle.
I got to give hat tip to Jackie on that one. Hat tip to Jackie.
Well, by the way, during the recording right now, Jackie is counting down to hitting 100,000 miles on the car odometer.
Yes, just
how
two
is
miles
it going,
to go.
Rich? We go to you live.
Beep, 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 beep. Well, the last update I have, we started out at 4 miles ago, 5 minutes ago, now 3 miles, 3 minutes ago, so you can do the math about how fast she's going.
She should be hitting it right now.
2 miles as of 1 minute ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Fantastic. I had Inventing Anna and Tinder Swindler down as possibles. They were things. While they were things, they are not anymore.
They were big.
They were big.
They were big things.
Yep.
But they're not anymore.
I just always had something else. They didn't quite make it in.
I know. Similarly, I keep in my real life talking about this next thing constantly and even purchase. In fact, right now, I am wearing a terry cloth shorts and tank top set in matching beige on beige because beige on beige is a thing.
Beige. We're in the age of beige.
The age of beige is upon us. And it's got to be matching. It's got to be like beige top, beige pants. And I think it may have originated with Nike. Like maybe Nike put out a really cute beige kind of tracksuit thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as a result, this kind of cream-colored beige on beige.
I wonder if it's like a normcore thing.
I don't know. Oh, maybe. I just am like in love with it. It looks so elegant.
Flattering in every situation.
I've kind of been obsessed for a while, actually, with the I love the beige on beige Volkswagen Beetle, the new one. The new Beetle.
Oh, yes, yes. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. With the little longer top. It's not quite circular. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in just now, 1 mile to go.
Oh, God.
Go, Jackie. Go. You can do it.
Oh, God. Woohoo. And the next thing, if she needs some energy to get there, she could have a cortado, which was my next thing. It's like half espresso, equal parts espresso and steamed milk. Just like a tiny little latte with less milk.
Yeah. It's a
and
short
I see them everywhere now.
Yeah.
See them everywhere. They're delicious.
Cortado.
I get it.
That sounds delicious.
When I'm feeling snobby for my coffee, I reach for my cortado.
Nice.
I feel like coffee types are becoming more common more places, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I see flat whites
a lot more.
Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like the flat white had its, like, I saw those on Starbucks, like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years ago, I feel like. That's my barometer for.
I remember seeing.
We talked about it.
Yeah. We talked about flat whites, and I keep seeing them in even more places. And I feel like the cortado is, there's just more and more of all of that. Here's another example of one I thought I'd keep an eye on to see if it moved past the borders in which it was a thing. And it did move past some borders, but just not enough to make it in the show. Pokemon bread. It was a nostalgia thing where you buy this little snack food. It's like a Hostess style snack, bunch of different kinds, and you get Pokemon cards. And of course you want to trade the cards with your friends, collect all the cards, like Pokemon, Pokemon bread, a thing in Korea, a thing in Japan, a thing in a few other places. Didn't quite ever make it to the US.
Yeah. Ugh, not yet. I'm holding out. Shirt dresses are back.
Oh yeah.
Good one.
They're back so hard. I'm going to buy 50 of them because they're always cute and flattering.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably one with a built-in shoulder pad.
I almost
pad.
Feel like we talked about that. We must have talked about it on the pre-show then or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah,
yeah, it's such a thing.
But wasn't there the meme going around, like the looks like Dobby kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. There were some Dobby-looking dresses. Yes, mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
I feel like that sort of be the pushback
related to the shirt dress. Yeah.
I came across the phrase phone eats first, and I had not heard that before. It made me laugh. I don't know if it's a thing, but it made me laugh.
What does it mean?
Like if you get your meal, the phone eats first. So you take a picture of your meal first.
Oh,
that is so funny.
I like that.
Yeah. And pointing that out when you're videoing yourself, taking a picture of your food.
Dude, hilarious.
I put down fungus in fiction. I had a clearer idea why.
Are you sure that Siri understood you?
Yeah, no, that's the sad part is I definitely remember knowing why. It's one of those things where like I had three examples of this when I wrote this down. Sadly, I didn't write them down when I had them and now I don't remember what they are. But like mushrooms, mycelium. I know I can think up at the top of my head the mycelial network in Star Trek Discovery is part of this. But like just I think mycelia showed up in two things I was watching. And then there was some book that came out that had like haunted fungus. Or I don't remember, but fungus.
Well, there was just a fungus. There was a fungi moment because there was also that Netflix documentary and mycelium got kind of big. I can sort of see.
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably coming out of that. Yeah. All right.
That is funny. This is actually, we're moving into pretty current territory.
Yeah. Feel free to save something and not use it now as you move into current territory. You can call that out if you want.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with letting this one go because I'm never going to watch the show because it's too scary. But Kate Bush, as a result of Stranger Things, is having a huge recurrence. And it's because of her 1985 hit song, Running Up That Hill, showing up in the new season of Stranger Things, which itself has been incredibly pervasive as a cultural thing. But I'm too scared to watch it. But as a result, this Kate Bush song is everywhere. Everybody keeps saying Kate Bush, like when all the Josh Hawley memes were being made as he just scampered out of
Congress. Running up that hill. Yeah.
There were lots of them set to that. Apparently also she's gotten over $2 million in streaming royalties since in like a month. So good for her.
Yeah. She's like topped the charts. Album went back on the Billboard 200.
Hounds of Love.
Yeah.
College radio people being mad that people are now getting back into Kate Bush when they should have been into Kate Bush the whole time because she's awesome.
Okay, that's awesome.
I'm on many mailing lists where that's happening.
Can confirm heard this while waiting in the Honda dealership lobby to pick up my car and for service and realized that it had come full circle because before Stranger Things season 6 came out, or 5 or whatever it was, if I had heard it in the lobby, I would have thought, oh, yeah, no, they're playing old songs in the lobby. But now it felt like they were playing new songs.
They're playing new songs.
All right. My next one is seeing these on Twitter all over the place, just out of context accounts. So it'll be like Seinfeld out of context or Instagram, too. They're all over the place, Star Trek out of context, out of context. I don't know if there was a change in the recommendation algorithm or whatever, but I just like everything is out of context now.
Yeah.
So it's odd.
Interesting. Yeah. Your algorithm may be focusing on them because I'm not seeing I've seen them. I know exactly what you're talking about, but I haven't seen a resurgence of them myself. I have the teal party. The independents in Australia who sort of upended the election.
Color, not the guy.
Yeah, teal, T-E-A-L.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Independent candidates who ran on a strong climate platform against formerly liberal seats. Liberal is the center-right party in Australia. It gets confusing. But yeah, the independent resurgence that reset Australian politics. I thought we might see it cross the pond, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, independence, but with a focus. Hasn't yet. Maybe it will.
No.
Probably not.
I think that loser dilettante Andrew Yang is trying to pull something together of that variety.
The forward party. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Shut up, Andrew Yang.
Just if we had electoral fusion, it would happen. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that I have been all over this for ages because all I ever use TikTok for is cute animals. And all of a sudden, see also last week with respect to Emmanuel the emu. All of a sudden, everybody else seems to have figured out that TikTok is where the cute animals are. And it makes it very hard to eat meat because it turns out all animals want to snuggle and that you cannot believe the variety of them. And there was a hilarious TikTok of a guy being like, am I the only one who's more invested in the animals on TikTok than I am in my friends or people I know? He's like, what is the lobster up to? Gary the lobster? What is his deal? And I was like, yep, welcome, my friends.
Indeed. Cute animals on TikTok. Only getting bigger as a theme.
Day. So I'm just planting my flag now because I have been after this for a while. Mm-hmm.
Well, another food thing I have to give a hat tip to Jackie for is Old Bay as like a garlic powder, like everything seasoning that you can just put on everything. Old Bay, all the things, seems like it's a thing. I don't know if it's maybe just hit the Midwest or something like that. Like it moved from the East Coast to the Midwest.
No, I feel like I have a sense of this. Like I've seen menu items even at restaurants where like Old Bay seasoned broccoli.
Two words. Delightful. Two words, you guys. HelloFresh.
HelloFresh
has reintroduced the Old Bay and Frank's. There you go.
Frank's salt and pepper to taste. Like, Old Bay to taste.
Totally. That explains it.
Love it.
Here's another one that you could see where in the timeline we are in the bullpen now. Buy the dip, which was a phrase that people were using to keep themselves hopeful as their stocks and cryptocurrencies crashed. Just buy the dip, man, and it'll all come back.
Funny,
you know, and it's true. Buy low and sell high is a time honored thing, but buy the dip was the phrase.
I love that that the bullpen just sort of like follows the contours of the crypto crash.
What can the bullpen tell us about the future?
It's a time machine, if you will.
Now, this is the last one of the one of yours in the bullpen, Molly. You can save it or tell us about it. Your call.
I'm going to tell you about it because I just found out about it in some pre-show research, and I just am delighted to add it to, because of course, if shirt dresses are back, polo shirts also have to be back. And according to Rolling Stone, as they reported this actual day, Friday, July 29th, and I was like, oh my God, that's totally true. I've really seen this, that polo shirts are back. And I think it just must be because the time period, obviously the retro time period is returning, but also like people are having to go back to work and they're not putting on those shirts again.
Oh. So
all the way.
We went from three-piece suits to just suit and tie to just suit, no tie. Mm-hmm. Are we going to polo? Is that where we're headed with a sport coat?
Like, I think so. Oh.
Get that eyes out on.
Yeah. It's there.
Interesting.
All right. I have two meme things, and I think this will be like my last unified entry because this is the exact same thing. But there were two memes that just were like popping up over the last month or so. The Usher meme of watch this, where just people going around and just being like, you can't do that. Me, watch this. And that's just a fun meme. I laughed. That's I shared time. Many of them. Yeah. Good times. And then the other one is we need an American Girl doll meme that was going around there.
Really?
Yeah. It was like, we need an American Girl doll to do political thing or yada, yada, yada. Like just this America. I think
we need
something
an American
of
Girl
American
doll for that, whatever yes. that was.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's a something that American Girl dolls are still a thing also. So right. there's that. But there is the American Girl doll meme.
This, wow. This there are tons of these.
Yeah.
People want an American Girl doll who drinks Diet Coke at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
One who memorized, that's my mom, by the way. Yeah,
I had many teachers like that.
That was my whole childhood. She quit. This was just good. But oh my God, American Girl dolls are back.
American Girl dolls.
I thought about identifying squirrel in my pants or the simp dance. Has nothing to do with the other definition of simp. It's just the acronym, squirrels in my pants. Came from Phineas and Ferb. Inspired a bunch of remixes.
Oh, I remember that. I love Phineas and Ferb. I think they're making a comeback in the Zeitgeist.
Yeah, a little bit of a nostalgia boom for them.
There is a platypus.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Rich, are you out?
I'm standing pat with my other two. The line two, I feel very confident that might be something else.
All right.
So
all right. We're saving that.
All right.
Dolly Mini, which is now known as Crayon.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of missed the moment on that. I think it would have been a thing if I hadn't had another thing that day. But everybody was doing that.
That's huge.
I wondered, with the rising popularity of Spanish language pop, Latino pop, if puro pop, which is what you always call the playlists in Spotify and Apple, like the default ones, you know, the category. Yeah. I wondered if that would take off, you know, and start, you know, people talking about puro pop, but they didn't.
not yet.
Preserving a deceased loved one's tattoos just was too weird and disgusting to talk about.
That's upsetting.
On the show, but save my ink dot tattoo, real thing. And then art cootery, which is charcuterie but pretty and all over Pinterest.
I follow like a charcuterie, like Lady in the Larder in LA. Mm-hmm. I think half the reason charcuterie had such a resurgence is because people were making it look so damn pretty.
Yeah. So our charcuterie felt almost derivative because we talked about charcuterie and I was like, it's just not different enough. So yeah, there you go. That's the
amazing
bullpen.
The bullpen.
We hadn't had a bullpen episode in a minute. Huh?
Yeah. We had some good stuff saved.
Real time machine. We really went back.
And then also Hawks.
Hawks?
It Lottie?
Yeah. good stuff.
But stay tuned because you never know.
You never know when they might come back.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you when. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
One piece of feedback from Gary on Gray Trucks and Be Real. Hi, Molly and Tom. I work at a little amusement park in Anaheim, California. I think I know which one he means. I used to work in parking, and I first started noticing brand new shiny primer gray Toyota pickups in 2019. At the time, I wondered if there'd been a mistake at the factory. Since then, I've moved to a planet on the outer rim of another galaxy a long time ago. Oh, I definitely know which theme park he's talking about now. Mm-hmm. A few days ago, an off-planet traveler handed me their data pad and asked me to take their picture. As I took the photo, I noticed it was in B-Real. So there's a photo of me in costume in the upper left corner. I suspect this isn't the last time that will happen.
That's
great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Also, I know Gary, and I know he was excited to get the job in the parking area, and he's over the moon. Like, it's so cool that he's actually being able to work in the galaxy.
In that other area.
Yeah.
Dude, what a great place to work.
You could say it's his first step into a much larger world.
you could indeed
so certainly.
And we would never do an episode, even a bullpen episode, without our shout outs. Those of you who support us at the shout out level at patreon.com/itsathing, we have made this section of show just for you, and we even get to include the maestro of shout out creation, Rich Stroffolino himself.
Oh, thank you.
This is based on the article How to Make Great Photographs from photographer Ken Rockwell's blog at kenrockwell.com.
I think Rich should start us off.
I think so too.
I would love nothing more. How have I made all my best Kevin Sills? By noticing Jake Woods and taking a picture. The important part is noticing Eric Duncan. Taking the Miranda Janelle is easy.
Benjamin Forrest has nothing to do with making great photos. You have to master Andrew Bradley, of course, but that's just a burden to get out of the way to free Gabriel Cohen to tackle the really hard part. The hard part is saying something with Laura Abel.
Joe Hood is art. He's abstract. Therefore, it's difficult for Louis St. Amour to grasp. It's easy and lazy to think James C. Smith makes the photos. It's easy to blame bad photos on Morris Jones. When you get better, you'll realize you would have been better off to pay more attention to Mike Hakins and less to Lee Price. Ouch. Ouch.
Luck of the draw there, Lee. Just,
you know, sometimes it happens like that. Them's the breaks. Thank you, everyone, for listening to It's a Thing.
Is that a Boris Johnson reference just now?
It was. I should have known you'd be the guy to get that. You too could become a member of It's a Thing and get access to our Discord, where we chat live with our patrons week after week in an ad-free RSS feed. And of course, possibly a custom shout out, patreon.com/isthething.
Email us those things. Keep them coming. Feedback at itsathing.me.
Talk to you next time.
Say goodbye, Rich.
Goodbye, Rich. Gonna break down now. Can't hold it back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.